You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
It is Friday, April 7th, 2017. And this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. My name is Greg Sussman, joined as always by CTM Baseball's Matty Modica, the fantasy executive Corey Parson. And we are live inside Rockin' Riley Studio 34 here in the heart of New York City. On the show today, Matt Modica here to defend his crown. It's like we have two champs right now. You know, one of us will walk out as the undisputed champion. The other one will walk out a loser.
It's like Game of Thrones. You either win or you die.
Pretty much. So there you go. Is Mike Lyon, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Up until then, we have a lot of baseball to talk about, including my question about, you know, how a day of not playing, a day of literally just zeros because your team didn't play, could be better than playing at all. I'll explain in a moment. Matt, what's going on?
It's Friday. I'm excited for the weekend. Let's get this rolling.
All righty. Corey Parson, good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Greg? How's everything going with you this morning?
Pretty good.
So the get down is coming back on, so I don't understand why this is important at this time of day. I'm listening to you. I don't know if you noticed this.
Yeah.
But, like, my mouth, like, my brain and my mouth, like, it's just no filter. Mm-hmm. So if it comes to my brain, sometimes it just protrudes out my mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's, a lot of stuff is not for everybody.
Okay.
What's next?
So there you go. Anyway, there was a lot of baseball yesterday afternoon. What's cool is today's Friday. There's more opening days today. We have some afternoon baseball today, which is nice.
They bring the flag out on the field and everything like that.
Introduce the teams, the lineups, all that good stuff.
They're singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. Well, they sing national anthem every game.
Yeah. It'll be
pomping circumstances. Yeah. You know, it'll be first pitches going down and stuff like that. So who's opening up today? Do we have a list of openings today? Mm-hmm. Is Yankee Stadium opening today?
It is not, no.
No. The Pirates, the Tigers.
The Dodgers?
Right? Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, sorry. Colorado.
Dodgers will be in Colorado.
I knew it was the team the Dodgers were playing.
Philadelphia and San Diego.
Oh, the Phillies are opening up.
Yes.
The bank.
Yes, Citizens Bank.
We also have some great pitchers on the mound today because a lot of number five starters are starting today.
Okay, cool.
So we got Shelby Miller will be on the mound today.
Oh, your boy.
Very excited. Phil Hughes will be on the mound today.
Phil Hughes still got it rocking on.
Phil Hughes still rocking and rolling.
He's missing a rib.
Brett Anderson. Josh Tomlin.
It's a lot of scrubs.
Amir Garrett. Jimmy Nelson.
Should be a good night for offense, huh?
Should be a very good night for offense.
Yeah, that Cub Brewer game should be exciting.
And there's baseball in Colorado today, too.
And there's baseball in Colorado today. It's not just any baseball, it's the Dodgers in Colorado today. So it's going to be a very fun day.
Matty Mo.
For Matty Mo.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I'm actually excited for tonight seeing Zach Wheeler on the mound. I never would have never would have imagined Harvey, who got the win.
Harvey and Wheeler pitching
in the first week of April. But hey, this is happening.
Not Harvey pitched last night, Corey.
He did good, too, without a rib. And he did good. He gave up two solo shots to Matt Kemp. But other than that, you know what I'm saying?
He benched Matt Kemp in that league.
Why'd you do that?
Because he played less games than Corey Dickerson this
week. That's ridiculous. You don't bench Matt Kemp, son.
I did.
So Matt, teach him how to play. So Matt Harvey, he did his thing. You know, he missing the rib. But he came out there. He was very good against the Atlanta Braves. I still expect an implosion in him to get sent to the minor leagues at sometime this season. Matt's got a good team. Here we go with that nonsense again. But yeah, our happy Harvey Day yesterday. But I'm quite sure this is going to be a disaster at some point.
6 2/3 yesterday. Only threw 77 pitches in about 7 innings.
He did good. He did good. He did good last yesterday. That doesn't mean he's going to do good all the time.
It was definitely encouraging. It's a long season, but I'm encouraged.
As you should be, as you should be. Wilmer Flores hit his first home run. Yoenis Cespedes had a double. You also had two hits from Neil Walker.
Neil Walker's on my top most team.
Mm-hmm. You ring the bell. It's right there.
I couldn't find it. Oh,
yeah, it's right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll wait for it.
Oh, I missed the bell. I missed the damn bell. I wasn't even drinking
last
night.
Not off to a great start. Okay, there we go. Jaime Garcia in his debut for the Braves. Six innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. Matt Kemp.
Jaime ain't pitching in a little minute, right? Oh, was he so healthy last year, Jaime?
Jaime Garcia was relatively healthy last year.
He's
yeah.
been relatively healthy. It's been surprising, but he can break it anytime.
Yeah. Matt Kemp. 2 home runs last night.
Matt Kemp pop bottles.
Well, that first home run, I mean, Hobby just threw that right down the middle. I mean, I think I might have
really
hit that out.
Yeah, a meatball.
Okay, that's what they call it?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the first spicy meatball.
So that's spicy meatballs, too. So Matt Kemp, he homers twice. That's really the offense for the Braves last night. Nice job there by Matt Harvey. I don't know how to say other important game, the one that I was looking forward to, because opened yesterday, James Paxton, Charlie Morton, yeah! So that was how he opened yesterday. So today, we talked about Matt Harvey briefly, but I wanted to go back into that Seattle-Houston series because it was very intriguing to me.
It's going
to
be a playoff series.
That's what Corey told me, it's going to be a playoff series. And that's because my guy was pitching yesterday, and his name was not Ariel Miranda.
Joe Musgrove.
There you go. Joe Musgrove, Houston Astros starting pitcher, is pitching. And remember, he's in the rotation because Colin McHugh is injured, and he's really fighting for his spot with Mike Fiers. Both of these guys in the rotation right now, one of them are going to lose their jobs when Colin McHugh returns. So, Musgrove, in his first opportunity in the rotation this year, 5 innings pitch, 5 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Now, he did come out, I was watching this game, he did come out in the 6th inning, loaded the bases up. Michael Feliz came out and did just one hell of a job to only allow 1 run here, and basically on a ground out, then strikeout, fly out, boom, over, done. Musgrove walks away with 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, didn't walk 3, struck out 2.
There is good news for Joe Musgrove owners.
Okay.
I think he was going to stay in the rotation anyway.
I agree, but...
He and his... at AAA last night, he did have some kind of arm problem.
Comic, you did?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to take some joy out of what
I would not take joy out of a man's injury, Matt Modica. What is wrong with
you? I'm not saying you. No one's saying
this guy's unbelievable.
You know, every morning I get up and I look at the list of, like, the winners.
And the losers.
The losers and the saves. It's a guy's name in the loss column that shouldn't be in the loss column.
We're talking about Giles?
Yeah, we're talking about Ken Giles.
Yeah, your boy.
Why is Ken Giles' name in the loss? That means something happened if Ken Giles' name was in the loss column.
Yeah, it was kind of, I was watching baseball, then I got, you know, distracted by last night's events that happened around the world. And then I saw the box scores, and I saw Diaz had the save, and he was like, joy. And then I realized that Giles got the loss, and then he was paid. Because I don't want Ken Giles to struggle early on and have any theory of Gregerson, you know, usurping
the base. Yeah, I see Ken Giles' name on this list. That's not a good thing at all. So, and if Neftali's name was on this list, too. For the losses.
Yeah, Feliz gave up a home run to Arenado.
That happens. And he's one of the best players in America.
He is one of the best players in baseball.
He's American.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so Kenny Giles came in, just struck out 3 guys, struck out the side, but not before allowing a bunch of runs. So
doesn't really count after 6 of them score.
So then after pitching 2 innings in the night before he gets some work in, Edwin Diaz comes in and pitches a very, very easy 9th inning. I watched that as well because I also own Edwin Diaz because someone told me to pick Edwin Diaz. He's good.
Yeah, I would assume Edwin Diaz would get
available today. Yeah, he's not available today. For Houston, George Springer, very hot to start off this season.
He's playing good.
Yeah, that home run was a bomb, I heard.
1 for 3, first inning, solo shot. 3 home runs on the year now for Georgie Springer.
I don't know nowhere.
Nowhere, huh?
Nope.
No, neither.
Me either. I thought about seeing him once.
How did we miss this?
Me and Vaccaro tried taking him in the New York City main event, but he had went a run there earlier. We kind of both missed that. That was kind of funny.
That was, I was there for
that.
Yeah. I was there for that.
Neither of us come off the list.
So the Astros didn't line up with him, and they have, let's see here, 6 hits for Houston here. For the Seattle Mariners, Mitch Haniger, man, he's his first home run of the year. I feel like he has 50 home runs, but he doesn't. He only has one. I don't know why I kept thinking he was doing well. He's doing terribly. He struck out like 45 times to start the year. Hitting between Jeannie Segura, Robinson Cano. Maybe he's on base a lot. He's stealing. I don't know. He's batting 188, but the OBP is 350.
He's going to be all right.
He's got like a stolen base.
I think he's
going
to be okay, too.
Jeannie Segura got his first stolen base last night. I was happy to see that.
Jeannie Segura did steal a base last night. 2 for 5. He was 2 for 5. He stole his first base of the year. Robinson Cano went 1 for 4. Kyle Seager went 1 for 4. Mitch Haniger, let me get back to this now, because now that I must have misread him, because he's on base so much. I guess that's what I've been noticing. Now, he's hitting between Segura and Cano. Corey, you just said you think he's going to be a player. He's going to be all right. Modica. A lot of people were very in on Mitch Haniger last year. They came back this year with the trade to Seattle, and certainly in his spot in the lineup. Where are you on Mitch Haniger?
I own 0 shares. I mean, I do see that he is intriguing. I know some are saying 2020 upside, which, you know, that would be phenomenal considering where he went in drafts and auctions. I mean, but a 26-year-old PCL legend is a little, you know, makes me a little suspect. But I do think he's in a perfect spot right in front of Cano. So fastballs should be coming.
Would you rather own rest of the season? I realize we're 3 days in.
There's a lot of season left.
I'm asking about two players.
No. But you said rest of the season.
Would you rather? All right. So I'll leave that part out. Would you rather own?
No. He's right.
Thank you.
Rest of the season.
See? Thank you.
Go ahead.
Mitch Haniger or Keon Broxton? I thought it was a good one because they both struck out a lot.
That is a very good. That is a good one. Thankfully, Keon Broxton seems like he dodged a major.
He's
going to
be okay, right?
That was scary.
Yeah, he got.
I don't even like to see that happen.
Well, it was really interesting because he wears like the Giancarlo Stanton face
thing.
And
it went through it, right?
And it hit it.
Yeah.
But also hit his nose.
Ah.
And partially broke his nose.
But he's okay though.
But he's fine. I mean, they say he's not even going on the DL.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a strong face.
Hockey players, you know, break their nose all the time.
And yeah, exactly.
Stitches. I would take the gamble on Keon Broxton. I love that park. I think, you know, his speed alone. I mean, I know people like 20, 30, 20, 40. You know, Jake loves him. I'm not getting that crazy. But what we saw in the sample last year is intriguing enough for me to ride with Broxton. And, you know, I still can't buy Mitch Haniger all the way.
Corey, let me get you here, because one of the things that you didn't like about Matt Shoemaker, obviously, coming into the year, was last time he was on the mound, he was hitting the face.
Yeah.
So Keon Broxton was hitting the face yesterday, and he's already a guy who wears the face guard, and it's really scary getting hit in the face, you know?
Yeah, but see, when you're the batter, it's different. You feel what I mean? Because you see the pitch coming. You can try to get out the way. You can have the face flat protector. You know what I mean? So I think you feel comfortable getting back out there. When you're the pitcher, you really have no. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just bam. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that.
Yeah,
but
so
like,
that's too scary for me.
But I own Keon Broxton in a league.
And I think Keon Broxton will be fine.
I think he's just going to swing at everything now and strike out even more.
I think the most important thing for him to do is, and for the Brewers to do with him, is once he's, you know, cleared and everything, is he needs to get back in that lineup right away. Don't, you know, sit him out unless he's not medically cleared. But if he is medically cleared, he needs to get in as soon as possible and just move on from
there. Maybe they should. I don't like to see the people get hit with the ball like that. That's very scary. And then I worry about like their mental. I'm very into the athlete's mind.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why we got to get a sports psychologist on here.
I agree.
Because I'm into the athlete's mind.
I think part of your job is booking, so you can find
them. Yeah, I got to be the right person, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, of course. I'd be a great guest, a sports psychologist.
Yeah, so you're the sports psychologist, so you can talk about these things, you know what I mean? So I'm like I said, I'm curious. For the batter, I think it's different. I think for the batter, it's, I think you may. Growing up playing baseball and stuff like that, I think as a batter, you kind of feel like, okay, this could happen, whatever, at some point. So this is a part of it. The pitch gets away from somebody, whatever the case may be. But when you're the pitcher, though, and you get hit with the ball, you're defenseless. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you can try to get your glove up as soon as possible, but it could take you. Listen, let's be honest. If that could be a fatality. You feel what I'm saying? If I you're mean, the pitcher.
Especially like in college baseball where they still use aluminum bats for some crazy reason.
Yeah. You got to bring the cage out to the mound with you.
Kind of. You know, true story, I was playing after school during like the spring and the summer. During the spring, you know, into summer.
Don't tell me something about a child getting hurt.
My buddies and I would go to the rec center, and we just play baseball. You know, just us in shorts and a t-shirt, and someone was a rubber bats. We'd bring balls. And we'd play on the smallest fields. We'd get home runs. It wasn't like that small, but it was small. And this might shock you guys. I'm not very good at baseball.
I would have never guessed.
Right.
I figured spike ball was more your thing.
It is. Trying to play tomorrow, actually. I'm not very good at baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, truth be told, I did hit, like, so we would hit home runs in this field.
Yeah.
And then we'd run around because it's like, oh, who wants to run around the bases?
Yeah.
I hit one home run on this field. I ran on the bases with my own arms up.
Tino Martinez.
I couldn't believe
Boone.
He was like Ricky Henderson. I'm the greatest.
For a second, he touched my bat. Like, I smiled. Yeah. It's great. Whatever. So, because, you know, I'm not very good at baseball.
Yeah.
I would always have to pitch.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're running around the outfield, they're shortstop, whatever. I was pitching, which is, we weren't pitching hard. We're lobbing it in.
Yeah.
You know? So I was able to do that. I was able to just go for the pitching mound and just lob it in.
What was your ERA?
I wasn't trying to strike out, I don't think. I was just trying to get over the plate for them to hit the ball.
He's an extreme ground ball pitcher.
Because the ball would just bounce. But anyway, yeah. So my job was just to lob it over the plate and so everyone could hit it. Nobody cared. He just wanted to hit the ball. So I'd lob it in. And my friend, who turned out to later be my roommate, hits the ball.
Yeah.
And evidently it comes directly at me.
Yeah.
Like,
coming right at you.
Coming right at me.
What'd you do?
Glove up. Like, primal instinct cover my face.
Yeah.
So I end up catching it, actually.
Nice.
So I catch it, and I fall down and whatever, and I get back up. All of a sudden, I get up. The mound is surrounded with my friends. Like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I got the ball.
See, but they saw it.
Correct.
They saw it.
Correct. And they just like at my roommate Adam. He's like, I thought I killed you.
Did you ever pitch again after that?
You know what?
Suspend down.
So I think I continued pitching because I got the glove up, but like, because I didn't realize number one how fast it was coming.
Yeah.
Number two, it could have happened because my instinct was just to go like this.
Yeah, no doubt.
My arm is up holding the glove. That was literally just my instinct. And like, obviously, they're not hitting it. As Statcast will tell you, they're not hitting it as hard as
No.
Is that coming?
Miguel Sano is
112 miles an hour.
Right. So it's not doing that, but like. He was like, I literally was scared that I killed you.
Yeah.
And just remembering that and now thinking about a guy like Matt Shoemaker, where it's coming in, where it's coming back at you 85 miles an hour, or Keon Broxley, where it's coming at you 95 miles an hour.
That's
hits you in the face.
Scary.
Like, I think I would be petrified to get back at bat.
Yeah, no, I think at first that's going to linger in your mind. That's why I think you must get right back on the horse, as they say. But I think it's something that they've done for so long that that's not the first thing in their mind. And once you get the repetition back, you kind of get past that.
It would scare the crap out of me. We got to talk to a sports psychologist, Corey.
We got it. I'm figuring it out.
Can you get on?
We'll have a sports psychologist on next week.
Next week we can do that?
Look at this. Let's figure it out. Because what I want to do, I want to ask him about certain things.
Yeah.
Because, see, I think so much of the game is mental. You feel what I'm saying?
No question about it.
100% about that. Like, even when it comes to trades and contracts and performance and stuff like that, I think a lot goes into the mental aspect of playing. It can affect, you know, what's going on the field.
Yeah, like if a player is getting divorced and like we don't know about
it. Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely. So I also am interested in talking about, like, you talk about trades, how, you know, a guy fares immediately. He wouldn't come in there. New teammates, new town, new city. Mm-hmm. About having to actually move. Like,
exactly.
It's really, really interesting. So we'll have a sports psychologist on next week, hopefully, and then we can get him on throughout the him or her on throughout the season.
Yeah, so we can ask him questions like, yeah. Matt Harvey's missing a rib. That's got to mess with his mind.
Also, like, Matt Harvey, like, not allowed to hold in and go to the bathroom. What if he's in a long inning and he needs to go to the bathroom? Like, what happens?
Thank God for the pens.
See, it's a lot of questions. You think he wears the pens?
I mean, if I had a problem like that, I'd probably wear some. I mean, nowadays they have, like, these, you know, underwears that are like
that's made. Pretty smart of you.
I would do
it. Oh, I was too embarrassing.
I don't think a guy who dates supermodels can wear
the pants. Well, he doesn't wear them out at night, Florio. He just wears them like on the mound.
I will say I was very happy to see a svelte Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
You know, fat Matt, I didn't like.
Didn't work.
I wasn't down
with
that.
Didn't work. He's, you know what?
He's missing that rib. That's why he lost weight.
He got a little cocky. He stopped training his hard. He got fat. No,
that's true, too. He thought he was like the king of New York.
Fat Harvey.
Relax. Relax. You're not the king of New York, son.
Fantasy, that's Henrik Lundqvist.
Fantasy executive is the king of New York.
Said nobody ever. Take a break. We're going to come back. Let's talk more about this Brewers-Rockies game because Mark Reynolds homered again. Let's talk more about that. Nolan Arenado, Natale Feliz, Corey. All right, we're back here.
Greg.
Yes, Corey.
We have. I can't.
You tried.
No, because I tried. And
it didn't,
and you
it
see,
didn't.
And you always know, like whenever you see like me reach to take my watch off, it's because I need to get comfortable.
Hey, speaking of watches, how's my watch coming along, Florio?
Still working on it.
All right.
Do we have, Florio, do we have a new employee?
No.
That's doing voiceovers?
Okay, maybe.
Because that fantasy freestyle, the great job that Dave Martinez does, the guy that voiced that promo, I don't think I've met him. Can you play that again, please, to see if I can recognize the voice, gentleman?
Spitting fantasy stats hotter than fire on Fantasy Freestyle. Patrick Ewing
has been named the new head coach of the Georgetown basketball team. This is a long time coming for Patrick Ewing. 15 years spent as an NBA assistant, never really got a chance. I do think Ewing will be able to recruit whoever the best big men are in the country.
Fantasy Freestyle, weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Listen at FNTSY.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android devices.
Yo, hold up. That sounds like Chris Pavona imitating the black dude. For your iOS and Android devices. The Fantasy Freestyle.
It's weird. It's a good time to remind you that.
Please, let's not do that.
Starting Monday morning, Chris Pavona will be our producer.
Yes.
You'll get this every day.
PSY.com/radio download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android devices.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're saying that you should have written that show?
If you wanted to use the black guy's voice, Pavona.
Use the black guy?
Call me. Someplace around here, not too far. First matter is McDonald's getting a 2 for $5. Other than that, I'm someplace, and I could have done that and sounded like authentic. Come on, man. We got to do a better job than that. Ring the bell. Thank you very much, Mike Florio. That was, that's crazy right there. Your iOS and Android devices.
Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android devices.
Thank you, boss. I can't, Greg. Sorry. You go ahead, son. I'm going to be laughing about this all day. Your iOS and Android devices. What time do Bavona come in today?
He 1 o'clock for him.
He will be here for BFF. So you can ask him to do this live.
I love it.
How do I transition back to Brewers and Rockies?
It's easy, Greg. Just go. So we got to talk. Let's get back to
for your iOS and Android devices.
For the Brewers yesterday, Chase Anderson, 6 innings of one-run ball, Matty Moe. 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, 88 pitches. Is Chase Anderson someone that we should think about using?
Not currently. I mean, if you're in a deep league, you want to put him on a watch list. But, I mean, he's going to have starts like this, and he's going to have grenade starts as well. He's not a guy that's proven it over the course of his career. And pitching in Miller Park does him no favors.
Well, what if, but you never know, though, man.
Well, that's what I said. You can put him on a watch list.
What if he, like, has a new pitch?
If he has a new pitch, I don't know about it. But maybe, you know, I would keep some sort of interest if, you know, I see another good start. But the problem is, guys like this, you're going to pick them up. Maybe have a couple of good starts. And then that, third or fourth start, you get
your head knocked off. Well, no, I mean, sorry.
You get your teeth knocked off.
Yeah, no pun intended from our last conversation.
Yes. Natale Feliz blows the save.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
One nothing game after Mark Reynolds' home run early. Natale Feliz comes in. And I'm sorry. I got to do the other way around. Excuse me. So it was a one. Did I get it? Oh, no, I'm sorry. He was a Sate. He was a 1-1 game. He didn't blow the Sate. That's where I was confused. Because Kirk Newenhuis, who came in for Keon Broxton, oddly enough, he hit a home run in the 7th. It's a 1-1 game. The Brewers are at home. You bring in your closer in the 9th. And then you face one of the best hitters on the planet, Nolan Arenado. Yeah, and then
it happens. It can happen to anybody when it comes to Arenado.
Feliz the night before came in when Jungman just, let everybody on base and got the cheap save. He did strike out with bases loaded. I mean, he did come up big for them.
He came up big, and Arenado got him.
Yeah, well, like I said, you're going to give up a home run. At least it was Arenado. It wasn't like he gave it up to
Tyler Flowers.
Yeah, somebody like that, or whoever the catcher is, like Tony Walters or something.
I feel like Bodie wasn't happy that I insulted Tyler Flowers just now.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Flowers is a guy you could insult. I own him everywhere, but, that was...
Right quick. So, I like looking at the game information at the bottom of the box score.
Sure.
So the game was 3 hours and 7 minutes, which is kind of, I think the baseball game needs to come in around 2:45. Would you agree with that,
Matt? A little bit long.
I mean, I guess people don't like 3-hour games, so yeah, that's great. But I mean, I watch a football game for 3.5 hours. I don't have a problem with it.
True, I feel like
college football goes like 4 hours sometimes.
Yeah, those games can
be
long.
I mean, if you like the sport and you enjoy it, I don't really think, you'll
mind, Liam, but attendance was 23,828. That's not good.
Yeah, well, it was better than in Tampa. I think it was like 12,000 people.
Oh, my God.
57% full was Miller Park.
Yeah, they need Miller. Come on, Brew Crew, get pumped up. It's early in the season.
It is kind of amazing how like opening day is always like a full house, and then that next day, it just plummets.
And remember, Greg, our conversation from the news desk yesterday? You didn't chime in on it, but... Ryan Braun took a day off the first week of the damn season. They ain't even played the games yet, and he need to take a day off.
You know what? Everyone in this Brewers lobby's taking a day off now.
But
it's not all Ryan Braun. Literally, he's mixed and matched everybody, I think, except Jonathan Villar. Everybody's been in and out of the lineup. And
he pinched it. He almost hit a home run. He hit it deep, but not far enough.
I just, we got to play every game now.
You know what? That's not on him. I think that's on the manager.
Okay, but still.
Council.
Yeah, the Brewers are going to try and get him involved as much as possible. They would love to be able to trade him and just deepen their...
Greg Holland picks up his third save yesterday.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Doing very, very well.
Adam Ottavino's not.
Adam Ottavino, he's just the righty out of the bullpen right now. He pitches the 7th or the 8th, depending on righties or lefty. Ottavino comes in, does not do a good job yesterday in that 7th inning. Mike Dunn does come in. Allows a hit, a walk, strikes to the batter, and then Greg Holland comes in for the save after Arenado's home run in the top of the 9th inning.
The Rockies' bullpen overall has been very impressive in this season. I will say
that. To be fair, they haven't been back to Colorado yet, though.
Well, yep, that'll come today.
That will in fact come today. You mentioned just a moment ago, Corey, Ryan Braun sitting out.
Yeah, third game in the season, he's taking a break.
Right, and his owners were probably annoyed they sat out, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand people need, your rest, general soreness, what I'm saying?
Sure.
But not game three of the season.
Game three of the damn season?
Well...
And it's a home series. It's not like you've been on the road, you haven't been on the airplane, what I'm saying?
Well, you're saying that they're annoyed that Ryan Braun sat out, right?
Ryan Braun sat out the third game of the season.
He is their best player.
So... Yesterday.
That's why the attendance was so damn low.
Yesterday.
Well, then again, they didn't know that before they got to the game. Maybe they did.
Yesterday, Yasmani Tomas sat out.
How's that? How's you and him working?
So he didn't play yesterday.
He didn't get to face Jeff Samardzija.
And you know what my reaction was? I was ecstatic.
You didn't want him to strike out no more.
Correct.
Yeah, he was Samardzija.
It got to the point where he didn't play, and I was thrilled. Thrilled.
Well, that is a solution.
Yeah, it would be perfect. Jeff Samardzija, even though he allowed 6 runs, 8 hits, struck out 9 guys. You know what? It would have been like 11 guys if Yasmani Tomas played.
But if you're happy that Yasmani Tomas did not play,
yes,
then he should be cut from your team.
But you told me not to cut him.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't cut him. But,
so how can I cut him? When you told me not to cut him, how can I cut him?
But... I wouldn't be ecstatic that he's not in the lineup.
No, I was thrilled. He couldn't hurt me.
He couldn't.
Like, I wish... I Brandon Drury also didn't play, and I wanted him to play, because he's been, he's been pretty good. I was thrilled that Yasmani Tomas didn't play. But no, what scares me a little bit is that the people that were in the corner outfield yesterday, David Peralta, had a good game, first time run of the year, went 2-4-2, and then Christian the backup catcher, left field for Yasmani Tomas. He went 3 as well. So that was better. Because Yasmani Tomas went 0 for 3.
Yeah, look what Yasmani Tomas is. He is the prototypical American player. The DH was made.
But he plays in the National League.
Yeah, he hit 30 home runs this year, or 31 runs, something like that, and he had a negative war.
It's not very good.
No, that's not good at all.
I don't want a negative war.
Strung out, right? If striking out is a habit and you strike out too much, mm-hmm. you got to think that affects mental performance at some point.
Psychologist.
Yep. Because here's the thing. Because when you good and you want to be impressive in front of your teammates, the guys that you're on the bus with, on the plane, at the strip with, you know what I'm saying? The guys you got the table with at the back of the bar. You want to be like respected and cool and beloved by your teammates. But if you're striking out a lot, you mentally has got to take a toll on you because you're thinking to yourself, probably, oh, my teammate talking to me. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I think striking out can lead to more striking out because then you start to think about it and stuff like that. Like today, for example, when Bavona comes in here today and we're laughing and he's going to do that again. You feel what I'm saying? And he's going to be embarrassed a little bit.
Yeah, but in today's game, the strikeout has become so much more acceptable. And as long as you hit the home run,
yeah,
you
know,
it's the or nothing. You know, everybody wants that. But, I mean...
So you don't think about his teammate. Your body comes back to the bench and their teammate goes, dog, you got to stop striking out.
Well, I think the Twins did that to Byron Buxton.
You got to stop striking out. Mm-hmm. So, hey, mm-hmm. That's important stuff right there.
What do you think the sports psychologist would say about Yasiel Puig and his resurge to stardom once again? It's like he's like MVP all of a sudden. 3 homers in 2 days. Is he back?
I think a sports psychologist would say something clicked inside the young man that made him take the game seriously. Like you know, at some point, it's one thing about being a baseball player, and it's one thing about being a professional athlete. And at some point, you have to become a professional athlete. And maybe we're to the point where Yasiel Puig is becoming a professional athlete. Promo cut.
Yeah, hopefully maturity has taken its
yes. toll. Because I told you, we talked about in the offseason, he was swimming with Robinson Cano and Albert Pujols. Like, he went out to Santo Domingo and was doing some camps with them and stuff like that. And they kind of got with him and showed him how to do things, try to go about things the right way, and try to be a better guy inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, but credit to Robinson Cano. He was a guy that liked the club scene here in New York.
Yeah, no,
he
Robinson
really didn't want to leave it. But the guy did produce on the field.
No, that's the thing about it. Like, you can be out at the discotheca till, you know, 5-6 o'clock in the morning. But if you batting 382... which is, you know, that's an exaggeration, but you know, but if you're batting 343 and you're getting things done, you know, at the plate, and, you know, you're not slacking off, like Gronk, you know, people give Gronk a hard time about the party and whatever, but when he's on the field, he produces, but he stayed hurt, so, but whatever the case may be, but I don't think we'll have a problem with you going to the discotheca if you batting 343 and hitting 25 home runs.
Yeah, it's like with any job. Yeah. As you show up and get the job done, you know, they're not gonna look at the other things you do.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in my background and these people are like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but he's like, he's okay, you know, he does a good job, so whatever, we'll look past it.
That was a great analysis, gentlemen.
Thank you.
It really worked for me.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Let's take a break here.
We're late.
Yeah.
I told you, Greg, sometimes the brain to the mouth process, like, that shouldn't have been said.
I think we just went later.
Let's take a break. We're going to talk more about Jeff Samardzija and Robbie Ray, your boy. We'll be both of those guys next on the other side of the break where we're late about, you know, blah, 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 blah. We'll be back for the rest of the morning after this. So, Robbie Ray, everybody's favorite unlucky player, came in last night. And you know what happened? Got a little unlucky. 5 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. And he threw about 100 pitches. If he could have gotten one more out, he would have gotten a win. Instead, no decision for Robbie Ray. And the win goes to Jorge De La Rosa, who got the final out of the 6th inning, despite walking 2 guys before he did it. Eventually got him out. Robbie Ray, were you encouraged by this performance? Are you annoyed by this performance? What do you think of Robbie Ray last night?
I mean, Robbie Ray is a guy that I do like, but I really didn't draft on many teams. I drafted him on, say, a team where I had a really strong starting pitching foundation. Like, if Kershaw was on my team, I could afford to have a Robbie Ray. Of course, it's the walks that are going to frighten me, and he needs to get that under control because the whip can get scary. But if he can take this step during some part of this season where he gets his command under control, it's more of the command, too, because you can't be leaving pitches over the plate where you're going to get really hurt. So I think he's a guy that still has a very nice upside. He's still a young guy, so he's somebody that I would like to have on my team, but I definitely want to have a strong foundation of pitching.
Speaking of pitching, Jeff Samardzija was a pitcher last night. 5 1/3, he hit 6 runs, he walked 2, but he struck out 9 guys. He allowed 3 home runs. I was somebody that was very anti-Jeff Samardzija this year. I didn't think he did enough well. Clearly he strikes guys out, but I think I'd rather give away the strikeouts in favor of allowing less runs.
Well, I think last night's start was Jeff Samardzija in a nutshell.
Right.
I believe Seth Klein, shout out to him, he tweeted out a thing where pretty much out of the 6 innings that Samardzija was on the mound for.
Yep.
There were 4 where he didn't allow any runs. He was dominant, striking everybody up. And then there was like an inning in the third where, you know, he gave up like, what was it, 3 home runs. And that's the problem with Samardzija. Like last season, his first 2 months were actually really good. Those middle 2 months were horrendous. I mean, they were horrendously bad. And then the last 2 months weren't bad. So it's really a roller coaster ride when you get on the Jeff Samardzija train.
The Diamondbacks were led by David Peralta's first home run, as I said. Paul Goldschmidt hit his second. Both of those were solo shots, but the big one came off out of Jake Lamb with his second home run of the season. 1 for 3 on the day with a 3-run bomb. And Jake Lamb doesn't have many hits this year, but when he does hit them, they go far.
Yeah, Jake Lamb likes to hit home runs.
He does. He certainly does. That. A.J. Pollock, though, he gets doubled. The A.J. Pollock report, he was 1 for 5 on the day. So no home runs, no steals. But A.J. Pollock still playing every day, top of the lineup, and he's getting hits. On the other side of things, 2 for 4 day by Buster Posey. Brandon Crawford had a hit. And Brandon Belt steals his first of the season. Good job there. The Chicago White Sox unloaded on Detroit. It feels like these two teams never play because of all the rain. But they did yesterday. And win 11-2 to the White Sox in their second game of the season. They got their 2 home runs by Giovanni Soto, just like everybody predicted. Matt Davidson also had a home run. This lineup of Avisel Garcia, Matt Davidson, Giovanni Soto, the 7-8-9 hitter, 6-7-8 hitters, getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it started out early with Shields giving up a dong, and, you know, we thought it was all going to go downhill from there, but Matt Boyd got blown up.
Yeah.
One of the most encouraging signs in this game was...
So Matt Boyd's not going to lose his rotation spot because Anibal Sanchez pitched even worse?
Oh, yeah, Anibal Sanchez is garbage now. I mean, he had a nice run, and he's always had shoulder problems, and that seems to be the problem right now. But the takeaway that I get from this game is Justin Upton stole a base, and he had that supposed knee contusion.
Oh,
the
yeah,
day, so
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's a positive.
That is a good sign right there. So, Matt Boyd, oh, my Lord, walks.
Yeah, I mean, the walks
It's funny that you say Matt Boyd walks, and you don't say James Shields, who had more walks.
James Shields won.
But he had more walks.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, Shields, he only let up the 1 run, but, that to me is a lucky performance when
right.
you walk 5 batters.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, I mean, considering James Shields' last season, you know, this is, you know, the
well,
best season.
Well, it's funny because when he got traded with the White Sox, no one really knew this, but James Shields had a little run where, like, he wasn't terrible last year. Like, I owned him in a league, and it was crazy because, like, the ERA was terrible and the record was terrible. But I owned him because there was a little couple game stretch last year where he was like very usable and very fine, and then he was terrible again. But it was kind of like this game here where he was lucky to get out with a home run, like 5-3. Let me see if I could find it here. Because he was obviously losing. When did he get traded? Okay, here it was. So he goes on this run the month of July. Let me listen to this. The month of July for James Shields last year.
Mm-hmm.
July 4th against the Yankees, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. Forget the strikeouts because they're non-existent. But 6 innings, 2 runs. A week later against the Braves, 7 2/3, 2 runs. 8 innings, 1 run against the Angels. 6 innings, 2 runs against Detroit. 7 2/3, 0 runs against the Cubs. That's all of July. And that is a great freaking month. So then
warm weather.
So I'm feeling great, right? I feel like I nailed this one. Like James Shields, everyone jumped off. I'm in. I crushed it. Here's August. 5 innings, 6 runs.
Ooh.
All right, you know, he had a bad start. No big deal. Next time against Baltimore. 1 1/3, 8 runs. I dropped him after that.
You should have dropped him before that.
Yeah, that's the problem right there, Greg. So, go ahead.
Then 3 innings, 7 runs. 4 2/3, 7 runs. 6 innings.
Now, I'm assuming that in those starts that it was the home run ball that was really killing him.
It's a great question. No. In that 5 inning, 6 run performance, he allowed 0 home runs. In that 1 inning, 8 run performance, he allowed 4 of them.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's Jimmy Shields, right?
Lit up. Yeah. Well, something happened in the month of August
that changed
his performance. Exactly. So there you go, right? That's why we need sports psychologists. Back to this game right quick from the executive box.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that a lot, too.
3 hours and 31 minutes.
Very long.
This is too long of a game.
Yeah, not a run scored.
It was probably, I think it was like freezing there in Chicago. I mean, April games in Chicago
tough.
Is a pretty rough way to watch baseball.
It was 48 degrees, partly cloudy. It was 10,000 people in the stands. So they decided not to show up. And I can't blame them because it was very cold out there.
Then
the long game was because of all the runs scored.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like a lot of run scores, then you can sit for 3.5 hour baseball game.
Yeah, the coldest baseball game I ever saw was a couple of years back at when it was called U.S. Cellular. It was an afternoon game, and it was pretty damn cold.
And now it's called Guaranteed Rate Field.
Honestly, I had no idea it wasn't U.S. Cellular.
Yeah, I knew it was something different.
Greg, me and you are on the same page, because when you said when it was called U.S. Cellular, it's still called a cell, right? It's called Guaranteed Rate Field.
They're
going down in sponsorship. you know what I'm saying?
Well, take anybody.
Next is going to be...
Pretty soon the general will be sponsored.
Southside Ford Field.
Sponsored by Earl Thomas, the general.
Live from the south side of Chicago.
Guaranteed.
From Brian's Auto Shop Field.
It's crazy. If you're in Chicago, you have one thing like Wrigley, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Wrigley.
And then you got them.
Guaranteed Rate Field. Like, here, at least in New York, you got Yankee Stadium, and like, City Field sounds good.
Guaranteed Rates, an insurance company? I gotta look into Guaranteed Rates.
City Field sounds nice. Sounds good.
City Bank. Yeah, it's a big time bank.
But like, it also sounds like City, like, oh, New York City. That's cool. This one's not cool. Terrible.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Guaranteed Rate. Let's see. So this is Guaranteed Rate is a U.S. residential mortgage company headquartered in Chicago. So there you go, right.
Makes
there.
Sense.
It's
Makes
a mortgage
sense.
Company in Chicago. So now they have the rights to the stadium. Wow. Guaranteed Rate.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back.
Matt, you used to live in Chicago, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you have your was your home financed through Guaranteed Rate?
No, I was renting. I was living in the
okay.
I was living in the Gold Coast at the time.
When we come back, I want to talk to the Dodgers a little bit about another crooked number here against the Padres. But then they go to the Colorado, and I have a question for both Corey and Matt. So we'll see what they have to say about that. Dodgers Padres next on the Road to Experts.
Fabulous Big on your in on the east side when you go out onto to the spots.
I have no idea what you just said.
Fabulous, the rapper.
What about him?
Is he like when you go out to like those bars on the east side, something like that, they play a lot of Fabulous?
I don't know.
Okay, I just asked him.
Sorry.
Are you a Fabulous fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Fabulous.
All right.
Now, should I be saying, now, given what has happened this morning already.
Fabulous.
I need to ask,
are you a Fabulous fan?
I need to know, should I go like, oh, so I'm a Fabulous fan? Or should I say Fabulous or Fold? Like, how should I pronounce it?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous?
Or you can just say Fab.
All right, I like Fab.
Yeah, like, are you a Fab fan?
I like Fabulous.
Professional artist.
Fabulous.
Fab, yeah. Fabulous. Yeah, okay. Fabulous.
Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android devices.
Do you listen to Fabulous on your iOS or Android device?
Oh, God, this is amazing. This is amazing.
All right, what we got? We got Dodgers.
All right, I want to look at the Dodgers. There's a lot I want to get to here. 10-2 victory over the Padres. Brandon McCarthy pitches 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 strikeouts. And it's very annoying because he makes me feel like Kenta Maeda sucks. He's the only one that can hold the Padres than anything. Jared Weaver, 5 innings, 4 runs, 3 walks. That'll get you. Corey, 3-14 for this game. But despite they put 10 runs. Now, stolen bases. They had a double steal in this game. Kiki Hernandez stole home while Corey Seager stole second base. That's pretty exciting.
That was exciting.
That is fun.
As a Corey Seager owner, I like that.
As did I. Yasiel Puig had a huge game because he stole a base and he hit two home runs. That's your guy.
Yeah, Yasiel Puig. I told you he's turning around. He's starting to get it done. I think he came into the season with a new outlook. I like the way he admired his home runs after he hit them yesterday. A little swag.
You like the way he worked it? No diggity.
Yeah. Oh God, it's gonna be those days.
You turned it into it.
But Matt made a good point in the break. This could be an ultimate sell high opportunity right now for Yasiel Puig, Matt. That's an excellent idea right there.
I mean, just because he goes through the spectrum of highs and lows. I mean, when he's hot, I mean, the guy is pretty damn fabulous, as we say.
But, that was great.
But, you know, in the long run, will Puig mentally sustain this is the question.
For San Diego, Hunter Renfro went 3-for-4, batting 6 for some reason, stole his first base of the year, not walking at all, which is a concern for me long term. Hunter Renfro was very hot to start off the season.
Yeah, Hunter Renfro, the power is real. The stolen base was just a gift, I guess. I'm happy to see it. But they, I believe he was the PCL MVP last season.
Right.
So, I mean, the Padres do have some nice young players, Margot, him. Lemire's is like the poor man's Goldschmidt.
So this Christian Betancourt in the bullpen thing, not really working out very well. So do you know the story, Corey, of Christian Betancourt?
I've heard the name before.
So he's a catcher for the Padres, and he throws really fast. Like, you know what? We're going to make you a reliever and a catcher.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
So
this didn't work, did it?
So he pinched hit yesterday. He saw 3 pitches and he got out. And then after pinch hitting, he went and pitched.
Yeah.
So he did not. Here's the good news. He did not allow a single hit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He walked 4 guys.
I guess he's not a damn pitcher.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair for him. I mean, look, the Padres, I believe Adam Dak told them, look, if you want to stay in baseball, you want to stay with us, you have to become a pitcher. But he should be in the minor leagues.
Yes.
Honing his craft.
Yeah, he walked 4 guys yesterday, and he allowed 4 runs, 3 of them earned. I am assuming he walked 4 guys, he got an out, Brad Hand came in, and that hit did not go well for Brad Hand, which I assume was the ground rule double by Corey Seager with the bases loaded, which is pretty good for us with Corey Seager on his team. All right, the last thing about the Dodgers, I got to ask you, Modica, and I'll ask you too, Corey. They're in Colorado, and Hyunjin Ryu made his grand return to the mound. Should I not start Hyunjin Ryu today?
Ooh, I would not start him.
Yeah, it's a tough environment.
But you would start Clayton Kershaw this weekend.
Clayton Kershaw starts
him. I'm just kidding. Hyunjin Ryu on the bench, though, tonight. There you go.
It's not too
early to play the matchups and locations, folks. 1 hour down, 1 more to go. Half hour away from Ms. McLean. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number 2. Rodo Experts. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The executive, CTN Baseball.
Yo, oh.
Craig Sussman. Half hour to go! Until this mic on. And it's great because during the break, I have 2 real experts in front of me to try to make my lineup. It's fantastic. It's really helping me out. And I feel like you guys like, I feel like you like my team, Matt. I feel like, oh, I got some good options.
Yeah, no, I like your team. I like the league that you play in with the strikeouts and the OBP. I do like some different things. So, it sounds like a challenging week.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I mean, I'll not be able to win that category, so I should just... You know what? I think things are going to be okay.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up?
Today is National Beer Day?
Is there a National
Beer Day? Yeah, yesterday was like National Burrito Day or something like that.
I always look at the trends, because I like to stay on top of what's going on. And, trending is National Beer Day. At least they got it's a meme of Stone Cold. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What?
You know, are you going to go have a beer right now to celebrate?
It's very early.
I've seen it very before. I've seen it done before.
Oh, no, trust me. I've done it before. But not, you know.
Oh, look at this. Live with Kelly and whoever, they're drinking beer for National Beer Day.
Look at that.
They literally just pulled out beers on the Kelly Ripa show.
You
want
to get some beers?
Isn't the Masters going on? Like, shouldn't that be on TV right now?
You'd think so. Actually, it's not on TV right now.
Oh, really?
Y'all want to get some? Yeah. I mean, it's early, but we can celebrate.
Should we celebrate? National Beer Day. Kelly Ripa's drinking beer. Why aren't we drinking beer?
Let me get one. I'm gonna go get.
Can't serve beer yet. It's too early.
Huh?
You can't serve alcohol yet.
I'm carb. Why not?
Because it's too early. Yeah, you have to wait till 10 a.m. I think.
God, really? Mormons.
Yeah.
If I go in there and tell them it's National Beer Day and we need some beers, they'll give me a beer.
So go do it.
Y'all two, I'll be right back. Y'all two, hold it down.
All right, we'll hold it down. Corey's gonna try to get us beers for National Beer Day. Here we go. Hopefully they'll be free. We'll advertise them on the air.
Put them on Nando's tip.
Yeah, that works too. But hey, it's fancy person. We're trying to celebrate National Beer Day here. It's 9 a.m. We need a beer.
Hey, he's doing it. So
all right. Hey, so the Cincinnati Reds yesterday defeated Philadelphia 7-4. The Reds got just 3 innings from Rookie Davis, whose name is not Rookie. I found out yesterday. His name is Will.
Interesting backstory.
Yeah, right. Rookie Davis, 3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, while very interesting to me was Rossell Iglesias was not available, so who came and closed it out? Drew Storen.
Yeah, Drew Storen got the save in that game, and, you know, I think Iglesias gets the majority of the saves, but I think Lorenzen will get some opportunities, Storen from time to time. Cincinnati's not that good. They're not going to win that many games. They will, like every other team, get saves.
So. Right, of course.
But just to get back on something yesterday, you were talking about your boy Santiago Casilla.
I was, yes. I was going to get to that. Yes, I was going to get to that in a moment, Matt.
Okay.
Clay Buchholz.
Well, I'm excited about the beer.
Clay Buchholz, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 strikeouts for him. Yeah. Jose Peraza stole his first base of the year for Cincinnati. How about this? Isn't he a pitcher? Isn't Michael Lorenzen a pitcher?
Yes, he pinch hit.
So the relief pitcher pinch hit in this game and hit a home run.
Yeah, it was like the sixth. What was it? Sixth inning or something. Like,
but he didn't even pitch in the game.
Yeah. Apparently, he's better than the bench players.
This is very confusing. A guy's pissed off. So he pinch hit, but didn't pitch.
It wasn't like it was like the 14th inning where they had no more bench players.
Right. It's like the sixth inning. This is confusing to me. He pinch hit in the sixth inning, and they didn't pitch in the game.
Hence probably why Drew Storen got the save.
Very confusing. Adam Duvall hit his first homer of the year as well. It was a long one. Duvall, 2-for-4 of the day. 2 runs scored, 2 ribbies, did strike out twice. Duvall off to a hot start this year, Matt.
Yeah, Duvall's one of those guys. I mean, most power hitters are. They're very streaky. When he's on a run, ride him. But as soon as he gets cold, you gotta, you know,
get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Not get rid of him, just bench him because you're not gonna drop him. Over to Philadelphia, Daniel Nava had 2 home runs because everybody owned Daniel Nava. 2-for-3, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Odubel went 2-for-3.
Odubel's a good player.
Damn you. We spoke about Drew Storen, obviously, just a second ago. But Matt brings up a fantastic point when it comes to Oakland. There was a 5-1 victory for Oakland. Now, basically, Andrew Triggs goes 5 2/3, lost 4 hits, 1 run. It was not earned. Liam Hendricks comes in, basically gets out of that last inning, pitches the 7th. Okay. Fair enough. It's 5-1 game. Not a safe situation, but like kind of close, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. In the 8th, there comes Santiago Casilla. In the 9th, Sean Doolittle.
And Sean Doolittle was pretty damn impressive.
Electric. Struck out the side. Did allow a hit, but did strike out the side. Now, I got to look at the play-by-play, because I got to see who Santiago Casilla faced in this game. So in the 8th inning, here we go. The 8th inning of this game. This kind of makes sense to me. Facing all righties. Cole Calhoun, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols in the 8th inning. I assume that Madsen wasn't available, maybe?
That's what I was doing.
Madsen wasn't available, so in the 8th, they went to their, you know, went to Santiago Casilla.
Well, yeah, but that they had gone to Madsen the previous 2 times.
Correct. Oh, what, Juliana, yay! National Beer Day!
And we drink beer when we're thirsty.
This is amazing! Juliana, you want to come on with us?
No, I'm okay. I wish you could.
Thank you so much. It is National Beer Day here in America. This is America. I don't care about Santiago Casilla anymore.
Not for nothing. Shout out to the fantasy exec. He's a man of action.
And a man of his word.
That is true.
I feel bad for Mike Florio. Mike Florio, we're going to really screw up your stupid game now because we're going to be drunk.
I was going to say, is Corey going to come down here and bring me one?
Yeah, you can come up here if you want, but then the show's not going to be on the air anymore. It's going to be an issue. So,
where's Chris Pavona when you need him?
Yeah, pretty much.
And hot beats over.
Stop. Santiago Casilla. You can't drink without cheers. What is wrong with you? You drank before the fantasy executive got back in here?
I'm a little parched.
Jesus. Drink your mocha latte over there. Santiago Casilla, they bring in their other righty. They think Ryan Matson's their best because he is next. They bring him in to face the righties. It makes sense. Like, it makes sense why they did it. But all this tells me is I have no idea who the closer is.
Yeah, that was pretty much my argument the other day, is go with the Matt Bush because he's right. The superior talent of
the guys. Yeah. I would give Andrew Triggs. Three walks, one strikeout. It's bad, but only one run. It wasn't even earned.
You know, Triggs is a guy that I have on many teams because he went very late. Now. And he's going to have some really good games, but, you know, he's a guy that he's a spot starter for me in deep leagues.
So, there you go with Triggs. Tyler Skaggs, his first game, 5 1/3, five hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. What do you think of Skaggs?
Yeah, a lot of people weren't happy because Skaggs was a very popular play, a very popular guy the spring.
Yep.
And I think he could be really good this year. It's just, can that shoulder hold up? He's, you know, not a guy that's pitched many innings.
So,
her name is, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yunelis.
I know that.
What are we talking about? Tyler Skaggs. We got Yunel sitting
She
in
was
here.
Sitting down getting her mic on, dude. Okay. Like, come on.
Tyler Skaggs. National Beer Day. We got Yunel sitting. Yunel. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, talking
to
the mic.
Speak up the microphone.
So, basically, it is National Beer Day.
Yes. Yunel came to take a picture, and Greg Summers had to sit down.
It's National Beer Day. We're in Studio 34 in Rockin' Riley's, New York City, and we felt the need to celebrate National Beer Day. Yeah. And I didn't think this was a real thing until Kelly Ripa started drinking beer. And Corey, can you tell us what happened when he went out there?
They charged me for the beer. This is the first thing that happened. This beer is not cheap.
Did you charge Nando for it?
I'm going to get a receipt for this beer. Somebody's giving me $30. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't realize that.
So
bad now.
I went out there, and there was like a beer day, whatever. Kelly Ripa's drinking beer. Young lady was like, "It's so." Remember you said it's a law? Well, last June it changed the law.
Okay.
And you can serve beer any time of day. Now listen, this is not the most healthiest thing to do, to drink beer at 9 a.m. in the morning.
No.
Not my best decision. But give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Happy National Beer Day. Happy National Beer Day.
Cheers. All right, here we go. This is tasty stuff too. So Yunel is an employee here at Rock and Rollies. How you doing,
Yunel,
darling?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You got to definitely talk into the mic, though.
Let me
cut
your mic.
Hold on.
I'm going to reach around you.
Okay.
I don't want no problem.
Jesus.
I don't want no problem, Greg.
Yeah.
There you go, darling. Right. Your microphone's on.
Representing
now.
Rock and Rollies, Yunel, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we can hear you now.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job. That's
thank
nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for this lovely beer that you didn't
wait a minute.
For.
Why are you thanking her? I bought the damn beer.
Or bring us. To be honest with you, I don't
She's
know why you're here
cool
now.
You're not.
I bought the beer and Matt thanks her. This is I'm not going to put that. I'm not going to say
no,
who it is.
They don't pay us.
Because they got to cut me a check before I say their name on the air. But cheers. National Beer Day, everybody. Oh, I have a good time drinking beer. You know, you're a beer drinker.
Yes, I am.
What are you doing to celebrate National Beer Day? Now, you're here at 7, you're here at 6, 7 a.m.,
yeah.
And that means you're only working until like 2. So that means you have a whole day to celebrate National Beer Day.
I did tell him I'm buying a six-pack after work.
Yeah,
for us.
For me.
Oh, okay.
How about
and
that?
I'm drinking it all by myself.
Really?
That's like lonely and depressing.
Your boyfriend not a beer drinker?
Boyfriend.
Oh!
You see how
Fantasy Executive, how you doing?
Yeah, nice. Let me give you my card.
Why are you by yourself? Do you have friends, I assume?
Yeah, you got the crew.
I do, but I'm tired, so I'm going to go home, wake up, and then drink.
You take an evening nap, right? Like afternoon nap. Yeah, I do, too. I call it the executive nap. I try to get one in at least, but it's been more difficult recently.
He's very busy.
Oh, well, Madika's going to take the picture.
Madika's taking a picture.
Matt, you got to be in the picture, too.
We can also take a picture during the break. Like, yeah. We're on live radio here.
Greg, we be all right. We're going to get in trouble anyway, Greg.
It's true.
Just speed the process up.
Do you watch any baseball?
Nope.
Do you watch any sports?
Nope.
So why do you work at a sports bar?
Why not?
What part of the city are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, the Boogie Down. Boogie, that's what I'm talking about. We're right in the Bronx.
Third Avenue?
Oh, really? You on Third? Yeah. I be on 154th and Third Avenue all the time.
Really?
Are you in that area?
I live on 148th and Third Avenue.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Is that very close to you?
Remember I tell you where the spot I go to?
Sure.
That's like, I was on 147th and 3rd Avenue.
Oh, really? So she looks like a block away.
Yeah, yeah. You're right there.
When did you ever go to the Champions of the Spot?
No. That's nice. I didn't know. So you're from the Boogie Down Bronx. Nice. So you represent the New York Yankees, right? Because they're the Bronx team, the Bronx Bombers.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't have any
Let's
team.
Let's go, Mets.
No.
You're from the Bronx. You're a Yankee fan. Don't worry about it.
I don't understand. You grew up just a few blocks away from Yankee Stadium. How are you not like a...
She doesn't care about sports.
I understand that, but you're a few blocks away. You just wear a Yankee hat. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. I don't care.
You don't wear hats.
I do, but not with a Yankee logo on it.
Whoa. I like that.
I like you more and more as the
I don't... Yeah, you should wear a Yankee hat. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're here today. What's anything going on? It's Friday night. This place be jamming sometime.
You're not going to be here because obviously you're here now. You were here last Friday night where it was crazy.
Yeah, it was. It was really busy. Yeah. It was a great time.
It's crazy. Now, do you like it when it's like crazy? Because it's more, then it's tougher for you because you got a lot of crap going on.
I enjoy it. You meet a lot of interesting people.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting person you've met? You don't have to give us a name, but what's the most interesting person you've met?
Matt
Bodica. Yeah, we've had some pretty weird people in here.
Give us a story.
Give you a story.
Please. This is live radio.
I mean, I've had a really drunk guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
He came with his friends.
Right.
He was from the UK. And he kept bothering me to take me out, but I'm at work.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, I got out like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
This place is not even open until 3 in the morning.
He's not that smart. He's drunk. He doesn't realize that.
Yeah, good
so
for you.
So he leaves, and he comes back up by himself, and he's just standing at the host stand. I'm like, can I help you?
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, no, I'm just going to stand here. I'm like,
till 3 a.m.?
What? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to wait for you. I'm like,
security. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to call security at that point.
I walked away, and the manager came and was like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm waiting for the hostess.
And then,
he was bold with it, too. Like, I'm waiting for the hostess.
Yeah.
He's very honest.
Yeah,
honest.
He thinks, like, this is just something that was going to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening? So I'm hiding in the bar outside, peeping over, looking, and he's just there waiting for me, looking.
Really?
Around.
Wow.
Like, what is that?
I'm glad you were okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you can get yourself into at Rockin' Riley's on Friday nights here in New York City.
Studio 34, you know what I'm saying?
What's
live Rockin' Riley's in New York City. So here we go right here. National Beer Day. So, thank you very much for...
We appreciate it.
She's in one of our commercials, too.
You are.
She's in one of the commercials. Have you ever heard it before?
Who, me? Yes.
Your commercial. You heard it.
Your commercial. Yeah. She's downloaded the app, FNTSY Radio.
Yeah.
She's probably...
Love it.
Now, if she watched baseball, I would give her a Roto Expert exclusive edge package.
It's not going to do you no good. No. You don't watch baseball.
But if you wanted to, if you subscribe to the package, it would help you immensely.
Yes, it would. But it doesn't play, so it can't help her.
But she could use free radio and check out.
And get $5 off.
You're right.
She doesn't like the Yankees, so that's a good thing.
Come on, Matt. Stop hating on the Yankees.
Yeah, we don't know the Mets. Corey would never.
Oh, Corey always says
I believe Corey's actually said the Mets are going to be good, right, Florio?
No, I did not.
I believe that's
doctored audio that they have.
I don't think so.
Mets got a good team.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We don't talk about the Mets.
We had this another commercial plan. Let me stop.
You were right.
We're taking a break. It's National Beer Day. Red West Express in the morning. We continue on. Thank you, Nell.
Thank you, Nell.
Have a great one.
National Beer Day here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Is my line is still coming out?
We should have had the lovely and talented stay for it.
I don't think so.
So I was out there purchasing this beer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you again, Corey.
No problem. I don't mind it. So We're talking about baseball, right? Did we leave off? Did we just change
the
subject?
No, we're talking about baseball. I was getting the Cardinals and the Cubs because Matt Modiga called his shot.
He did call his shot. He called Kyle Schwarber yesterday.
He called Kyle Schwarber.
Let me tell you, you can tell Matt Modiga's becoming a fantasy analyst. Like, you know,
when
like,
he's on Twitter.
I called my shot. You know what I'm saying?
Shot caller. That is Sports Network.
Let me tell you, nobody pats themselves on the back like a fantasy analyst. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody.
Like, I told y'all. And then they'd be like, well, what about that year you said, you know, oh, never mind.
In my defense, I do give everybody props that calls good things.
When
things go bad, like if James Paxton gets blown up.
You'll be right
next
here.
Next week, I'll be sitting right here taking it.
There you go right there. So we got National Beer Day. We got some baseball. We got Is Mike Lyon coming up. Old school. This is a banging Friday. You know what I'm saying? Cheers.
Yeah, this Friday got a lot more interesting all of a sudden.
Yes.
Today wouldn't be a... If I wasn't at, like, work...
Right.
Today would be a decent day to... See, once I get started, bro, I'm ready to roll. So, but I can't do old school hammer.
You can't start at 9 a.m. and keep going all the rest of the day. That's...
No, you shouldn't be drinking this time of morning.
No, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, this is because, you know, it's health purposes.
Yeah, this is a bad idea.
But this is National Beer Day. You celebrate
it. Yeah, yeah,
and this is a nice hoppy beer, too.
Well, I know you don't want to tell us, but can you tell me anyway?
This is seasonal.
Spring or summer?
Huh? I think this is a spring one. I'm not sure what the current seasonal is.
It's not summer. I know my summer ale.
I know the summer one too. And I like the summer ale. So this is a spring. I don't know the name of it, but I'm quite sure one of our listeners know what the latest seasonal is. So just
let us know.
Kelly Ripa can do it.
Yeah, if Kelly Ripa is drinking the damn beer on TV, so are we. I'm taking my time with mine, though. Nah, let me not say it.
Save your time with your beer. You don't want to get, you know. Ben Zobrist went 1-for-5 yesterday. Anthony Rizzo goes 2-for-5. Jason Hayward 2-for-4. John Lackey was 2-for-2, and he actually, this is bad, Matt. He had less hits than runs he gave up, and he had 2 hits, but he gave up 4 runs. 3 of them were earned, but he struck out 7. What do you think of John Lackey's performance?
I think the Ben Zobrist botched the double play, so that kind of hurt him. But Lackey's a guy that. I guess maybe it's more of a personal thing that I have against John Lackey, but a guy that I'm not really fond of. But being with Cubs, being in the National League has benefited Lackey, and he'll probably have another good season.
I also like Lackey. What happened didn't bother me. Wade Davis comes on, gets a save a little bit later on. Lance Lynn, his first game back from Tommy John surgery. 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, 4 strikeouts, 98 pitches in that 5 1/3 inning. What'd you think of Lance Lynn's return?
I think that was promising. I know there was talk about a setback or some sort of like maybe minor injury not too long ago at the end of spring training, but I think this quelled any questions about that. And I don't know what his workload will be this season, but while he's out there, he looked pretty good yesterday.
Like I said, I'm in on Lance Lynn, I'm in on John Lackey, I'm in on both these guys. Brett Cecil imploded yesterday, did not get an out, allowed 4 runs, a bunch of hits, a home run. Not a good day for Brett Cecil here.
Yeah, Brett Cecil's the lefty specialist, and Kyle Schwarber just roped him.
Yep. That happens. Yeah, this guy, Schwarber can play.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. We talked about the Cubs hitting. For the Cardinals side of things, Aledmys Diaz had 2-for-5 with 2 runs.
I think he can play.
Matt Adams got the outfield start with no Stephen Piscotty yesterday. He did pinch hit later on, came in the game. Matt Adams went 1-for-3. Piscotty is good.
Did you see Matt Adams play the outfield, though?
I did not. How did it look?
It was not good.
He's laughing. It must be Adams
in the outfield. It was not good, he says. For Toronto, a 5-2 victory for the Blue Jays yesterday. No Osuna, but Jason Grilli did come in and gets the save. 2 strikeouts to end the game. So Grilli winds up getting the save
after
imploding a little bit earlier on this week. While Joe Biagini pitched an inning and 2/3 earlier in the game to get you into the 8th and 9th inning. Allowed just 1 hit. Marcus Stroman, 6-1/3, 6 hits, 1 run, 5 strikeouts. The WBC star looked good.
Stroman was on point last night, as they say. He looked really good.
He was dealing.
Yeah. He got the job done. He's looked good all spring, pretty much. So it's a good sign for the Blue Jays.
Oh, Sorry, I didn't mean to enjoy that sip like that. Lock on the radio.
The other starting pitcher, you know, I think he has a lot of promise, but I think we're probably still a year away.
What's now? Mm-hmm. This is not good.
Well, I mean, it's what we saw last season. He's going to strike people out.
And he's going to walk people.
He's going to walk a lot of guys. And, like, you know, when you walk a lot of guys, one, you're going to get in trouble. Two, you're going to have a very high whip. And
we don't need that on our auto.
That's no bueno.
The Blake Snell's final line, 6 2/3, 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 5 walks, as you guys just said, not so good. 5 strikeouts. Steven Souza Jr., he hit yesterday. Souza had 2 doubles, went 3 for 4. Well, man, Kevin Kiermaier's first game without a hit, that wasn't him, over 3. Corey Dickerson went 2 for 4. He's been a really hot start of the year, .357 batting average for Dickerson. Logan Morrison went 1 for 4. He is hot, too. For the Blue Jays, not many hits, but Darwin Barney had 2. Kendrys Morales, he had the big one. It was the grand slam, his first home run of the year for the big DH. 167 he's batting. He'll get hot, hopefully, but a monster home run yesterday for Kendrys Morales.
Yeah, Kendrys Morales, I think, is going to have a damn fine season. He's not Edwin Encarnacion, but it was definitely a very good signing by Toronto. I like that. Darwin Barney put down the perfect safety squeeze, which was executed perfectly.
The Cubs, as I said, defeated St. Louis 6-4 yesterday. The Washington Nationals, I'm very interested in what the game time was this, because they had like 17 rain delays in this one. This was 46.8% filled, Corey. But then again, it like rained on and off all day. So
yeah, it was raining down there in the inside the Beltway yesterday.
And it went extra innings.
It's raining bad out there, too.
How about this line? Gio Gonzalez, 6 innings, 7 hits, 7 strikeouts. He didn't allow a run. Gio.
Yeah, Gio, he's like a guy that will tantalize you on paper. But yesterday, he hit it in the park. So, I mean, nothing bad I could say about him. He was on. I mean, even Tom Kohler was holding the Nationals down, which is quite surprising, especially like Bryce Harper owns him. And it got interesting with the bullpen usage.
Yeah, and I'm looking. Glover got an inning yesterday.
So Cody Glover pitched the 7th. Mm-hmm. Sean Kelly has a bad 8th. Sammy Solis, not a good 9th. Blake Treinen comes in later. He struggles, too. And then Joe Blanton sucks also. So basically, every good reliever Washington has was not good yesterday. That's a Dakota Glover.
Did my guy Blake blow it?
Well, he gets
kind
the
of,
blown
yes.
save.
He gets
it's
the blown
weird.
Save, yeah.
He was brought in, you know, with 2 outs. Yeah. And people want, so
he's in the bad. They put him in a bad spot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to lock it down. But, I mean, if he would have started the inning, you know, I'm not going to hold that one on him.
No, I agree. And neither should Dusty.
I hold a lot of things against Dusty.
See, here's the thing with Dusty, right? Dusty's a good manager, though, for your big league team. Maybe he's not a fantasy-friendly manager, but he's a good manager.
I can't take it away from Dusty. He has won pretty much everywhere he's gone.
But he hasn't won the big one.
Dusty don't have no chips?
No chips.
Wow.
Not a single one.
I thought Dusty had chips.
No, I thought he was going to get it that year versus the Angels, but
that was a long time. That was in 2002. That was 15 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a series. His kid almost got ran over at the
plate. That is correct. Tom Kohler, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 4 strikeouts, and a standard Tommy Kohler line. Your boy David Phelps pitched a lot better here. 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, but he gets out of it unscathed. AJ Ramos loves a walking hit, but he also gets out of extras with his first save of the year.
Important in this one is AJ Ramos getting the save, not nice. Blowing up or anything, because his owners are right to be nervous. It just seems like the Marlins do not like him.
Trey Turner stole his second base of the season in this one, still hitting number 1 without Eaton. Number 2, Eaton 1 for 5. Dan Murphy went 2 for 5. Eaton's 1 hit was his first home run as a member of the Washington Nationals, a solo shot in the first inning off of Kohler. Jason Worth also his first home run of the season. That was a solo shot over Kyle Barraclough. Yes.
Eaton's having a nice start.
Yeah, off to a nice start. Got 300, OBP's 462. Yeah. Ryan Zimmerman with his second home run of the year is him. Off to a nice start as well.
Yeah, until he gets hurt.
Yeah, that's...
Should we pick up Ryan
Corey,
Zimmerman?
Summed that up.
Should we pick him up?
You have to ask Matt that.
Look, he's definitely in a nice lineup. Definitely hits the ball hard. But like Corey said, until he gets hurt. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, you can put him in now, play him. You want to ride the matchups too against left-handers. It's just how long until he gets injured. That's been the running theme for his career.
but he's been hot right now. Ryan Zimmerman, an interesting name, at least in the early going. JT Realmuto continues his scorching hot start. As Realmuto, I was actually very surprised to see him in the toward the bottom of the order here. He batted two, I believe, first couple games of the season. He was batting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the lineup yesterday, and he just continued to hit. 3 for 4, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and that second home run of the year, a 2-run shot to the ball game here. Closer. Is it extra? No, it was tie ball game.
I was suspect that he hit the 10 home runs, but he's
on his way
right now.
He's on his way. Realmuto, one of the hottest hitters in baseball, along with George Springer at this moment. D. Gordon also his first base of the year, Corey.
Yeah, nah, D. Gordon, that's what he does. He runs fast, get on base, steal bases, hitting up at the top of that order. You know, he was like a real debate during the draft season. Oh, is he worth his draft spot? I think so. He's not. I don't consider D a one category guy. You probably do, Madiga.
Oh, he will hit for, unlike Billy Hamilton, he will hit for average.
Yeah, he's going to hit for average.
So, and you know, he can score runs with that lineup. I do like the top of that lineup. I think Christian Yelich is a hell of a hitter. Hopefully Mike Stanton plays 145 games and hits a ton of home runs. So,
Do you have him anywhere?
Who, D?
Yeah.
No, I do not have D. I only have Billy in like one or two spots.
Not in your draft plan?
I did want some more Billy Hamilton, but it's just tough when guys like Gregory Polanco are around that will give me the 20, you. Possibly 20 or 25, 20. So it's hard to pass up on those guys.
The one more game that we haven't gotten to yet, the last game from yesterday, the Twins and the Royals. Minnesota wins 5-2-3.
The mighty, mighty Twins.
Mighty, mighty Twins. Kyle Gibson, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Brandon Kinsler pitches a perfect 9th inning for his first save. Everybody hates Brandon Kinsler. I don't hate him, though.
You see, you're kind of Nando-esque. You like the Genmar Gomez and the Brandon Kinsler.
You know what? I just thought Kinsler was safe. That's why I liked him.
Yeah, well, you are correct. For now, he's safe. I'm hoping Ryan Presley at some point.
I own freaking Santiago Casilla. I'd much rather own Brandon Kinsler, for the record. Jason Hamill, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks for Hamill. That's not going to get the job done. Joaquin Story pitched the 9th inning in this one. He was pretty good. For Minnesota, 2 for 3 was Miguel Sano. He's scorching hot, too. Bodica.
Yeah, Miguel Sano, the promising thing I tweeted out yesterday, through his first 12 plate appearances, has 3 walks versus 1 strikeout. I mean, if you followed Sano since he's come to the major leagues, that's phenomenal for him. And, you know, he just missed the Grand Slam the other day.
Yep.
So I'm excited. As a Miguel Sano owner, on the flip side, you have the Byron Buxton, who's like, struck out like 6 of his last 9 plate appearances.
Byron Buxton over 4. Strikes it every freaking day. He's a guy kind of like he does Maya Tomas that like you want on the bench. I said this on the news desk, Corey, and I want to tell you, Modica, because it's the best story. My buddy owns Byron Buxton in the league, and he gets it the first time yesterday, and he celebrated the fact that it was a pop up, and he gets up a second time, and he celebrated the fact that it was a fielder's choice. When he doesn't strike out, that's like a win.
Yeah, I'm a believer that Buxton's talent will win out in the long run. It's not fun watching this current form of Byron Buxton because you've seen a little of the potential last September, and I think the kid's going to be a stud. I'm just not sure when that's going to be.
Keep waiting on that. Eddie Rosario stole his first base of the year. Brian Dozier now has 3 stolen bases in the early going, Corey.
Yeah, nah, Brian Dozier picking up. Listen, we know what kind of talent Brian Dozier has. Obviously, the big year with the power last year. Now he's giving it a little bit of speed. Brian Dozier comes with a lot of fantasy goodness. So, Brian Dozier owners rejoice.
Yeah, I love Brian Dozier. I think he's a guy that should have been going even higher than pretty much where he was going.
Speaking of stolen bases, Raul Mondesi and second baseman. Raul Mondesi stole his first base of the season for Kansas City. Salvador Perez hits his first home run of the year, while Mike Moustakas hits his second. Moustakas had a hot spurt. People kind of got on him late. 2 home runs for fantasy owners early here.
Well, Moustakas was changing his game. He was becoming the player that we had all hoped he would become, and then he had that injury. So Moustakas is somebody that you should be on. The thing with Mondesi Jr. is if he can hit enough, he's going to steal 30 bases. That's plain and simple, but can he hit enough?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got an Is Mike line, but before that, we'll give you the Red Sox lineup for opening day in Detroit. That is out now, and it's interesting because there's some big names that aren't in it due to injuries, due to the flu, due to the paternity. A lot of names aren't in it. You're going to want to listen to this. We'll tell you that on the other side. Is Mike Lyon as well. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Spitting fantasy stats hotter than fire. Listen at fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android devices.
So that's so ready for the breaking news?
All right, we got breaking news.
Breaking news, here we go. It's pretty big news. People Magazine reports.
This is not big breaking news. It's come from news. People Magazine.
It's big news.
What's this?
Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn have broken up.
Oh, no.
Big news.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The lineups are out for Boston and Detroit. Would you like to
I'm sad they broke up, though.
Yeah, I'm saying.
All right, we got lineups. Hey, Alex on Twitter that tweeted at me a little early for a brew with a question mark. Don't at me, son. Don't judge me, Alex. Go ahead, Greg.
The Red Sox lineup has Brock Holt leading off and DHing today. Which is surprising, he's DHing.
DH hitting.
Second baseman, Dustin Pedroia. Andrew Benintendi, the batting third in this lineup.
Big star, yeah.
Mitch Moreland batting cleanup. Chris Young batting fifth. Jackie Bradley Jr. sixth. Sandy Leone's moved up to seventh. Pablo Sandoval batting eighth. Marco Hernandez, the shortstop, batting ninth. No Xander Bogaerts in the paternity leave. No Mookie Betts, who is sick.
That's the lineup alert right there.
We got another lineup. It's the Detroit Tigers. Ian Kinsler leads us off. Nicholas Castellanos is batting second. Miguel Cabrera third. Victor Martinez is fourth. Justin Upton fifth. Tyler Collins is sixth. James McCann, the catcher, is seventh. Sunshine batting eighth.
Sunshine!
Jose Iglesias, he bats ninth. We got another lineup, Florio. There you go.
Yay! Who's the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
Starling Marte leads us off. He bats first. Josh Bell bats second. The first baseman, Andrew McCutchen, third. Gregory Polanco, fourth. David Freese, the third baseman, he is fifth. Francisco Cervelli bats sixth. Catcher, Josh Harrison, batting seventh. Second baseman, eighth. Jordy Mercer, the shortstop, ninth. Ivan Nova.
So there you go right there.
Go Nova.
And there you go.
Anything in this lineup? Is there anything Andrew McCutchen gets a hit today?
I do believe Andrew McCutchen gets two hits today.
All right, there you go. You've been hot calling your shots, so there you go. It's worth it, you know, whatever. Is anybody so far in these three lineups we got, is everybody like nothing? Nothing
well, the Red Sox is crazy.
Yeah, the Red Sox do makeshift. You know, Bogaerts, no Betts.
Yeah. What's wrong with Betts?
Betts had the flu.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Opening day, Detroit's
having a baby.
Everything else is pretty standard. Right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Josh Bell should, let's see some fastballs, see what he can do today in the two-hole. Sterling Marte will be leading off.
Yeah. All right. Let's take the break now. We'll come back. We'll have an extended Is Mike Lyon all together in 1 second. That sound cool, guys?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, wrap up the week with Is Mike Lyon. Take a break, come back, and Is Mike Lyon ends the week on the Roto Experts. Coming up next. Special song you're talking about, Florian?
Nah, come on, you didn't hear the
last one.
You didn't hear the 10-second ID? It's two versions of on your iOS or Android devices.
you want me to start over like we're coming back again?
Sure.
Alright, let's do it again.
Alright, let's pretend we're in a commercial coming back.
Spitting fantasy stats hotter than fire. Listen at fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio app for your iOS and Android devices.
Spitting fantasy stats hotter than fire.
Got some hot sauce.
You like this one? You like the way I did that, boss? Come on, we gotta do better than that. Bavona, I'm not four. Call me. That's all. Text me, son.
All right. Play the other music. Let's play your game now.
I'm just trying to make Corey's day a little better.
I'm so thankful for this opportunity. All right, let's go. Let's go, Greg. I gotta do his mic line.
All right, ready?
We are ready.
Should I spit some stats?
Corey, you're gonna go first because we're not another defending champions.
Why do y'all have more beer than me?
Because I'm taking it slow. It's not him.
All right,
you're up first.
Let's
Corey.
Go.
Yasmani Tomas leads the MLB in strikeouts.
True.
False. This is the Greg special.
This is not true.
This is not true.
Oh.
He has six.
Yep.
There's a couple of players with more than him, but I have the three who are tied in the league lead if you want to guess.
All right, so Corey, you go first. You went first.
Oh, Buxton.
Damn it, that was mine.
No.
Oh, look at that.
Now we're all confused.
I know one.
We're all like Byron Buxton out of here. All right, I will go next here. Who the hell has struck out more than Byron Buxton? Chris Davis with a K.
No.
Mitch Moreland.
No.
I got one.
You're up.
Andrew McCutchen.
No, not bad guess, though.
Damn.
Buxton, by the way, has seven.
We knew he had more.
The league lead is eight.
League lead? Okay.
All right. I will go. I mean, I go next here. I will go with... Who the hell has eight strikeouts here? Who's been so terrible? Josh Reddick?
No.
Okay.
Not a bad guess, though.
Yeah.
Curtis Granderson.
No.
All right, who is it for?
Jake Lamb.
Oh.
Jonathan Villar.
Oh.
And surprisingly, Nick Markakis.
Nick Markakis doesn't even...
Yeah, Nick Markakis has striking out a lot the last couple of days.
Yeah, he never strikes out.
That is surprising.
Okay, question number two. Corey Trails, Matt and Greg, one.
We don't need a scorecard, Florio.
Yasiel Puig, through the first week, Yasiel Puig leads the league in runs scored.
Yasiel Puig leads the league in runs scored here this week. I will say false. You're lying.
I will say false as well.
McClay, true.
Corey goes against the grain, and it doesn't work out again.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
He is second behind one player.
He is second behind one player. I go first here, because it was my question. Who has more runs scored? I will go with George Springer.
Not a bad guess, but...
I will go with Miguel Sano.
Yes.
Nice job, Matt. Good job. Good. Baller.
This guy knows his stuff.
Impressive. Was George Springer close by any chance?
George Springer.
I guess not. He wasn't on the list.
He's a little bit down on the list.
All right, fair enough. I was wondering.
Speaking of George Springer,
question number three.
George Springer leads the MLB in RBIs.
I start.
Very, very, very early to be asking these kind of questions right here.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it makes it fun.
We've had like five games of baseball,
and Braun has taken one of them off already.
He probably listens on his Android device.
What are you gonna add?
What's the question?
Jesus, dude, come on.
George Springer leads the league in RBIs. Matt, you said false, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with false on this one too.
And you said false as well, Matt?
Yeah. Well, Matt said false.
Matt said false. Corey says false.
Can trade and play?
I'll say false.
It is true.
Damn it.
Oh, goodness gracious. This is ridiculous.
I knew it. Okay. All right. Question number four is Corey's.
According to UberFacts,
I got this one.
The average American thinks they are smarter than the average American.
This is a very intriguing question.
What?
I would say true, though. I would think that I was smarter than the average American.
I would say true as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go true.
Yeah, this is true. This one made me laugh, though. That's why I included it. Yeah.
I love it. The average American.
We all think we're smarter than the average American.
So we're all above average Americans. I got my last swig, and y'all still got the other. All
right.
Corey drinks faster than your average American. Question number five. No pitcher has more strikeouts than Carlos Martinez.
Oh.
Who starts this?
Me. Right. I wish Matt did, though. Oh, man.
I think I know this
answer. How many do you have? Damn. I'll say true.
Now, the question is, no pitcher has more.
Yes.
I will say it is false.
He had a good game. This is false also. Somebody had 10 the other day.
Carmart had 10.
Yeah, I know the other had 10.
This is still false.
Oh, come on!
One pitcher had more.
Someone had 11?
Yes.
All right, so it's my turn first, thankfully. Who the hell had 11 strikeouts? I knew Carlos Martinez had 10. I knew a lot of guys had 9. I wasn't sure anyone had 11. Oh, I hate Bodega knows it, too. It's so annoying. All right, who had 11 strikeouts.
I think I know. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, man. Who had 11 strikeouts? It wasn't, you know what it was? It wasn't James Paxton, tell you that much.
It wasn't James Paxton.
Son of a gun.
Is your guess James Paxton?
No, my guess is not James Paxton.
Is it Yasmani Tomas?
Shut up. I'll fire you. Danny Salazar.
No. Madison Bumgarner.
Yes. He had 11.
He didn't even give me a chance to answer that one.
It was my turn then.
It was his turn.
Oh, okay. All right.
So what's the score?
I wasn't going to say
Matt 6, Greg 3, Corey 2.
We didn't even ask 6 questions yet.
We are up to question number 6. Questions, and he's got one wrong, so he's gotten 2 bonus ones, right? That's question crazy. 6. Matt Harvey has a FIP over 5. 1 start. But...
whose turn is it?
Matt's.
I'm going to say true.
Your turn, Corey.
Matt Harvey has a FIP over 5. I got to go contrarian because I got to try to win. That's false.
He pitched really well last night. It's like, to me, it's like it's screaming that it should be false. It should be, like, false. So I'll say true.
It is true.
Yeah.
5.48
FIP. 2 home runs.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty interesting, though.
It is.
His ERA is 2.7.
He pitched well, yeah.
You think he cares about his FIP?
No.
Question 7. According to UberFacts,
yes, Corey.
Cotton candy was invented by a circus performer.
Nah, I think this is false right here.
I'll say false.
Yeah, I'm going to go false. They're trying to throw us off with that whole circus act crap.
Yeah, it was a different profession. It was a dentist.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he wanted to make some money.
He wanted to make some money, exactly.
His kid's teeth.
That's crazy how he did that. Mm-hmm. Then give everybody rotten teeth so then they can. Yeah. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Corporate.
America. All right, question number 8.
No reliever has allowed more walks than Christian Betancourt.
I will say, oh my god, I will say that's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go true.
See, I'm gonna go false.
Okay.
I think he's trying to trick us.
It's true.
He's not a reliever. He's a catcher.
He allowed 4 walks yesterday.
He's a catcher though.
And a reliever.
The other day, he came in with runners on second and third.
And walked 2 guys.
His first 2 pitches were wild pitches. Both runners scored.
I don't understand why the hell they would do that to him.
Yeah.
I
mean, he's not
good. He should be in the minor leagues. It's like so cruel.
Why would they do that to him?
Because they're the Padres.
Because they're tanking the season.
All right. Corey seems to be far away. I'm also far away. I got to make
it is 6 for Greg, 3 for Corey, and
we don't need a scorecard, Modica.
Modica's up next for question number 9.
We don't need a scorecard.
According to UberFacts, I had an extra UberFacts.
Wow.
The Pentagon has an emergency plan in the case of a zombie attack.
This is true.
It's true. You ever been to the Pentagon before?
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah, we're all very confident.
Do you guys know the zombie plan? You guys were very confident.
It's good. It's classified, Matt. It's
classified information.
Yeah.
And question number 10.
You know it's another one, right? You know it's 2. Mm-hmm. There's one in Pennsylvania also.
I know that.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to work at the one in Pennsylvania point.
What happened?
It was...
The Pentagon executive?
Yeah,
Pentagon executive.
What happened? I think the travel day in and day out was too far. I think it'd been like 2 hours to travel back and forth, so that'd been like 4 hours of travel.
No, thank you.
I think you wanted the code red.
Question 10. Archie Bradley leads all relievers in strikeouts.
Archie Bradley, this is... Wait, which question? This is your question here, Corey.
Archie Manning?
Archie Bradley. Say it one more time, please.
Archie Bradley leads all relievers in strikeouts.
This is Archie Bradley. That's false.
False?
I'm going to say false because I know Davinsky has at least as many as him.
Davinsky is tied with Bradley.
Ooh.
It is false, though. One reliever has more.
So I don't have enough points.
Christian Betancourt.
Winner!
One reliever has more. Okay, it's not Archie Bradley, and I'm happy it's not Chris Davinsky. So this is obviously worth like 1,000 points, right? So I can try to win.
I have tiebreakers if needed.
No, we don't, because
Matt is running away with the damn thing.
Let's see here. Who has more strikeouts than Archie Bradley as a reliever? Who pitched like multiple innings multiple times? Did you tell us how many strikeouts Archie Bradley has, or no? Did you tell us that answer?
It's seven.
It's seven. So somebody has. So somebody has eight. That means you're saying, right? Is that fair to say? It's fair
that
to assume.
That is fair to assume.
Okay. Oh boy, who has pitched enough to have eight strikeouts out of the bullpen? That's crazy.
Yeah, just trying to think who pitched. I know Cody Allen is six, so Cody Allen's not the answer.
It's not Cody Allen.
It is not. He is six. This guy's on the money.
This is impressive. This is damn impressive.
He listens on his iOS device a lot.
He does. He listens on his iOS device quite a bit. I'm just going to pass him a DK because I feel like he knows.
You know, I'm just going to say that. I don't think this is correct, but I know he's got like three saves. So I'll go Greg Holland.
I was going to say Greg Holland.
It is not Greg Holland. Okay. But it is a closer who has been in three games.
Ken Giles.
It is Ken Giles.
Yeah! Fantasy executive. There you go, baby. Ken Giles, come get some.
Nicely done, Corey.
Thank
Nicely
you.
Nicely done.
That's awesome.
Did Florio disappear now?
No, he's here.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
The winner.
Me.
Of Is Mike Lyon. And officially the undisputed champion. It's CTM Baseball's Matt Modica.
Yay!
Matt Modica.
Cheers, Matt Modica.
Happy National Beer Day, everybody. Happy National Beer Day. Congratulations, Matt.
I got old school.
Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, Corey.
I got old school coming up next, so y'all finish this. I'm going to run and take a leak.
Well, can you tell us what's going on in old school first?
My good buddy, good friend Michael Rathburn will be dropping by the program, talk a little bit of DFS with him. Plus, we'll look back at some of the stuff that took place yesterday and get you ready for the weekend.
There you go. Gentlemen, it's been a fun week. We're drinking beer because it's Friday and it's National Beer Day. I hope every Friday is National Beer Day. That'd be cool. But it doesn't seem that way. For Matt Modica, for Corey Parson, I am Greg Sussman. Old School Fantasy's up next. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good time. Watch baseball. Get outside. It's going to be nice out. We will see you on Monday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern for the Roto Experts. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye.